Seriously, do we have any dragons in this?
Don't
we haven't Nymph? Met any dragons, but yes, there are plenty.
There's Nymph, is it?
There's another dragon.
There is?
This is Zizzleplix.
Steve.
I was going to say Bob. Steve's a much better name. Let's name it Alex.
Maybe a big evil dragon?
Todd.
That's Bob's a bunny.
Let the jury know that Todd is a bunny. Can I do the voices for all of your characters?
No.
Think of another magic card.
Bone dragon. Skittlex.
No.
Skittles?
Is he an undead dragon of any kind?
He's not an undead dragon.
Oh, dang.
Hypersonic dragon.
No. Oh. He sounds like Santa Claus.
Santa.
The other name for Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Like old Saint
Nicholas.
Kate. Saint Nicol Bolas?
No, that's stupid. Nicholas.
Welcome to Dad Jokes and Dragons.
Yeah.
We don't know who Nicol Bolas is.
Okay, we gotta restart this.
What? No, we need to keep this part in. This part's great.
Yeah, we do.
Outtakes.
Can I do the Steve. Voice for Niv-Mizzet?
Try to. We'll do.
Susan.
We need to find a villain and name her Susan.
Susan.
She needs to be a giant. We need to meet a giant named Susan.
Okay, why did you call us here? We are willing to give you a quest. What kind of quest? To defeat a giant. What's her name? What's their name?
Susan.
Ooh, I scared myself.
Okay, so let's recap what happened last time. You guys sat in an interrogation room for quite some time. Then a Vendalkin named Nasius Ven.
Nasius Ven.
Nasius Zen.
Does he speak common or does he speak Vendalkin?
He speaks common. He speaks like this, nice and calm, very controlled.
And I don't know where he screams.
This is too much, I can't do it. I'll tell you everything, I swear.
So he's not from a guild. He's from the office of the Guild Pact. The people who are in charge of the Guild Pact, making sure that the Guild Pact is upheld by all the other guilds. They monitor things. They also talk to the current living embodiment of the Guild Pact, Jace Bellerin. Sadly, he's not around a lot. You guys don't know that, though. Let's recap the message he had for you last time. He said, "We have need of your particular skills to assist in the retrieval of a convict who got loose just this morning. He escaped during his transfer to Udzek, a maximum security prison, where he was to spend the rest of his days. He was apprehended to answer to a long list of his crimes, including murder."
Including, but not limited to.
Wait, we've already. All of us have killed people.
No, I never killed anyone.
I killed a bug.
He allegedly incited a riot that led to the deaths of a guard and two inmates at the prison a week ago. The warden decided enough was enough and put through his transfer immediately. Krenko has made a lot of enemies. But the Shattergang brothers are his biggest threat. They're a rival goblin gang specializing in illicit weapons, and they want Krenko dead in reprisal for the murder of one of their lieutenants. The dead lieutenant also happens to be the youngest of the three siblings that run the gang. They'll tear apart the neighborhood to find him once they know he has escaped. Normally, we'd let the Azorius deal with this situation, but we suspect that Krenko might have had help from one of the other guilds when he escaped. We are enlisting others to investigate that connection, as it could point to a bigger problem. I am prepared to give you 10 Xenos right now to cover any expenses you might incur during your investigation. Upon delivery of the criminal, you'll receive 100 Xenos and my gratitude, which I will convey to your guild leaders. Under no circumstances should you attempt to question Krenko yourselves.
So when are we going to question Krenko?
I would say the minute we find him.
Do you have any questions for Nasius?
What are you hiding? Where are they?
He's interrogating you. You can't counter-interrogate the interrogator.
How much are Xenos?
A Xeno is about one... Oh, Nasius doesn't tell you that in character, no.
You don't know what Xenos are?
You know that a Xeno is
it's
worth
fancy name.
One gold piece in D&D.
It's like an alien.
You guys
it's
don't
like
give me all the money, you're
for
dead.
A gold piece.
Sparky.
And Sparky, Spidey. Give me Sparky.
Spider-Man?
Name is Sparky.
Sparky-Man?
Short for Sparky, Sparky, Boom, Spider.
Okay, just so you know what the coinage is called, there are copper zibs. A zib is the lowest thing. And then you have a silver 25 zib coin, which is like a quarter. And you have an Electrum 50 zib coin. Then you have a gold Xeno. There also is a 5 Xeno coin and a platinum 10 Xeno coin and a platinum 100 Xeno coin.
20 Electrum?
Thumbs.
Can we get like 20?
Can we get 100 zibs? Can we get it in two individual coins? Can we get the platinum 10 Xeno coin?
We're going to have to cut the 100 Xeno coin into thirds.
I get the 34.
I get the 34. 3.33333333.
I get the 3.4. I get the 4. I get the 4 in our 10.
All right, what other questions do you have for Nasius?
Are there any flowers?
What? Why?
Flowers?
He's gone insane. I mean, we've only known him for like an hour or so, but he's gone insane.
No. We've been in here for 3 hours.
We've only known him for four Nasius hours, says, but he's gone insane.
I don't believe there are any flowers here at the station.
Wait, we're not allowed to leave the station?
No, we have to investigate in here.
The door is closed right now. He's the only one in the room.
Do you think we could take him? I think we could take him. I'm just kidding. That's
but
not serious, right?
He'll give us a total of 110 Xenos.
And you only get 4. Wait, there's that extra 10.
He gets 8.
You guys forgot about the extra 10. He's up to 14 now.
Fine.
You get 48, he gets 14.
Okay, it's a deal.
No.
Shake on it.
No.
Shake on it.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Ben?
Are we allowed to leave the station?
Not anymore.
He says, yes, you are now free to go. And he passes over a folder with a bunch of papers, and it's tied up with a leather strap.
I grab it first.
I fight BG.
And
I already grabbed it before he started fighting me for it. Wait, what's everyone's intelligence in here?
Wisdom is plus
I don't care
5 million.
Plus 2 intelligence.
I have plus 2 intelligence.
I'm backing out of this.
So I win. I have
what's the number on your intelligence?
I'm a 14.
I'm a 14.
I'm a 13. Plus 5 equals 0.
So nobody is terribly stupid in this group. That's a pretty good score.
We just make stupid decisions.
We're not very
look at your wisdom scores.
Yeah, I'm in a negative one.
I have a plus 0.
Yeah, we're all very stupid.
We're not stupid. We just make stupid decisions.
I have a 2 minus 2.
Okay, well, it's filled with papers. So as you start to pull the papers out and look at them, you can pass them out.
Here, you get to look at this.
Talking to Sparky.
Yeah, no, you don't get it. Skylar, get off. Here, you can have this coloring book.
Yay! Wait.
Okay, stop acting like a bitch.
Once you guys start diving in, Nasius takes his leave. He says, thank you. I am pleased with your decision.
Wait, what?
And we hear the door lock.
Where's our 10 Xenos?
Oh, he pulls a little pouch out and drops it on the table.
I take it!
Okay, he says, once you have captured Krenko, send word to the office of the Guild Pact, and I will arrange a meeting.
Skylar rolls a 19 to attack Yarvin.
How can we do
that? For the bag.
So as they're doing that, how can we send message? Should we just letter?
There's plenty of messengers on the street. It's a big city. It's got a huge courier service. You could flag down somebody.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
Can we get like a map of the city?
Yes. So the city's familiar to you, but it's huge. You're probably most familiar with the areas that you frequent, but if you go outside those areas, you probably want to use a map. And remember that this city is a whole world. And right now we're in the 10th district of the city. We might in the future end up in different districts.
Okay. Are they all ruled similarly?
No, they're all different. They're kind of run by different guilds. The 10th district is where they all meet up together, so it's very cosmopolitan.
Okay, so they each have their own separate lands.
Right. So the Gruul have a broken down area where they're letting nature overrun everything. And they have a little piece of that here in the 10th district, but they also have large swaths of land outside of the district. Or, for instance, the Golgari might have a giant underground farms where they're growing food. And those would exist all over the place. So you might end up in one of those places, too.
Wait, so, like, where would we be right now?
Right now you're in the 10th district, but let me look up which place exactly.
Like,
Precinct 4.
Zophius gets very angry at Skyleth.
Precinct 4, sorry.
And then Sparky sits
No, he doesn't.
It'd probably be an Azorius place, right?
What's more important is where you're going, which is Foundry Street.
Ooh, are there any magic shops?
Foundry Street is in the manufacturing section of the 10th District. It's where workers build and put together all the goods that people buy in the marketplace. And they also supply the Boros Legion with weapons.
I found the chamber of the guild pack.
Oh, okay, good. You are in a precinct semi-close to where you got arrested, which was the arena, the big coliseum that you were fighting in.
We get out, we go back to our houses, then meet back here.
Oh, you want to pick up all your stuff?
Yes.
Are there any magic shops nearby?
We're going to go buy some magic cards.
MTG! Yes.
Well, no, we don't each get 10.
What?
He
gets no.
Did you want to go shopping and spend all your 10 dinos already?
Just one, no, I
no
feel
we're
like
sharing
we
it evenly. Evenly.
No, you get
14. Okay, we each get 3 and Sparky gets 1 that I won't use.
You can always get them changed into zibs. You can ask for change anywhere.
So Sparky has 2 from... Well, like, if we complete it, then Sparky would have 2.
How about this? He'll pay you another 110 Xenos when you're done, making it a nice divisible by 3 number.
Okay. Does that help? 120.
Someone will have a... We'll yes, each have a total of 40...
Math in real life.
Tom would be so mad at us.
Don't tell Uncle Tom, math teacher.
No, just
no, we'd
40.
Each have a total of 40.
What do you mean?
One person would only get 36 from the 100.
Okay.
So who wants to keep the 4?
No, a total of 120.
Oh,
so we each get 40.
Okay, so...
No, don't worry about it yet. Now? You guys spend the 10 together in case you need to pay people or bribe people or stay the night somewhere. Okay, roll your dexterity.
18.
17.
1.
Oh, looks like Yarvin scoops up the pouch the fastest.
We're stealing it if he goes to the forest.
But I'm not going to go to the forest.
Forest?
Yeah.
I'm going to find some flowers while we're there. Maybe take some from home.
Okay, you already crushed every flower.
Yeah, you crushed a lot of flowers. Yeah, my voice is like this.
I am Yarvin.
You can hear me. I feel like Zophius would have a voice like this.
Well, then you're wrong.
Voice. Oh, it's close enough.
You don't talk like this.
Yeah.
Like a southern raspy ass.
Well, I could be southern.
Inside the dossier, you find a lot of paperwork on Krenko. You find out he's a gob-moblin boss.
A goblin mob boss.
For several years, and his turf was around Foundry Street. And he has been a person of interest in numerous crimes befitting a mobster, but managed to evade the law until recently. So it has a list of all his crimes, like extortion and breaking into places and killing people or ordering people to be killed. Krenko was found guilty of murdering Dargig, one of the Shattergang brothers, and also charged with assault with a deadly weapon against Gideon. It's a magical dagger, but it looks like it's been shaped or carved. It's called a shiv, which is a knife that they would make in prison out of anything that they could find.
How is it magic?
And file down. Reportedly, it could punch through force barriers.
I could throw it and then straight to a genie.
Yeah.
Krenko's notable associates are listed there. They include Mr. Taz. That's all that's on the paper there. No picture or description or anything. And a renegade, is it weapons inventor named Felicia. A female human seen around Tin Street.
Oh, it is Felicia. Oh, wait, that was.
There. Yeah, yeah. No, Tin Street. Yeah.
It's right there. I'm pointing to the right spot. But there's also
Tin we got Street it. Right
that is the same part of the street.
It's the same street.
All right.
Both are persons of interest to the Azorius. That means that the police want to talk to them.
Okay.
So we walk home. So we get out. I grab some flowers. We separate ways.
I go home. I don't know if I want to carry armor around everywhere. Especially Boros armor when we're searching for people.
You want to put on a different robe over your suit?
Yeah.
And so I guess I go home to get some more.
I get home to get my, all my, wait, I don't need all my, I don't
yeah,
need
don't
all
need
my
all
stuff.
Stuff.
I don't need all my stuff. Never mind.
I have low battery.
I need a lot
I just
of my
need
stuff.
Flowers.
I'll take a lot of my stuff. I maybe don't need a hammer or an oil flask.
I'll keep
or
everything.
Or a piton.
Because I think
a pin.
Piton, actually, yeah, is a climbing spike.
Not Piton.
I'll take everything.
So you guys meet up by Foundry Street.
Where is that on the map?
It's there by Tin Street.
Okay. Stop it.
I take an animal handling check.
I do
on
the
Alex.
Map.
I'm in Yarvin.
I make a dexterity check on Skylar.
So what is your character's approach toward investigating?
Gotta find the people.
Dana, Dana, Dana,
go for
Dana,
Felicia Dana. First.
You start asking around for Felicia.
Felicia. Felicia.
Felicia. As Alex would say, I mean, yeah, Alex would just say when he's mad, Felicia!
Felicia!
Interesting.
She's known around Tin Street, so you can start there.
Okay.
This bustling market area is busy with the flow of merchants, entertainers, shoppers, and revelers. During daytime hours, Tin Street is a prime destination for shopping and dining. At night, theaters and taverns come alive.
Scary.
Theaters, really?
Tin Street is one of the two avenues that traverse the entire 10th District.
What's the other one?
That would be the Transguild Promenade, where it passes through Precinct 6. The Shattergang brothers have claimed much of it as their turf, so it's good that you have disguises on, because they keep a keen eye out for Boros Legion and Azorius arresters. All right, so who would your characters think to approach to gather information?
Alex would talk to the flowers. Jack.
Talk to the flowers, not the florists. The flowers.
The flowers give
hey,
good
flowers
information.
Hey, Petunia, how you been doing?
Well.
Hey, Daisy, I see you there. Okay, I'll stop.
Hey, Rose.
He got a southern accent.
I have gotten some pretty good advice from flowers.
He's insane.
You're insane. And I'm the only insane person.
Because they're talking flowers.
I am the only sane person, so...
You're wearing a colorful shirt.
I'm 90% sure you're trying to kill us. Doesn't make you insane.
That's why you're insane.
I would talk to people I trust, not
You don't
flowers.
Know anybody here.
Okay.
You're insane, Jack. I wouldn't be trying to kill you.
Who are
You'd
your guys'
dead.
Contacts? Remind me.
Rakdos. And is it?
I think... I can't remember, dang it. We had it somewhere.
I recorded it somewhere.
I'm pretty
One
sure.
One was a cousin that was in another guild.
You had... Bobargamos?
I thought that was from Golgari, right?
So one of mine was... With... Oh, one was mine was a Golgari shaman.
I didn't come up with any names.
One was the guild member has... Yes.
Mine was Rakdos.
That was my bad one.
Mine was Niv-Mizzet.
And then I have the...
Jack doesn't even have then... Niv-Mizzet.
Well, listen, I'm not going to say
Bobargamos.
I have an angel as one of my contacts. I probably shouldn't call on her now.
Why an angel?
Because she is the leader of the
of
guild.
Of all things for you.
What do you
this
mean?
Is, this is how you say Borborygmus.
Borbogamos?
Polyphemus. Nobody.
Polymerization?
Polygraph.
Serendipitous.
Borborygmus. 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 Borborygmus is a rumbling or gurgling noise in the intestines caused by gas or liquid.
Borborygmus.
Borborygmus.
Wait,
it's a grumbling in the... That's his name? He was named after that?
Like, he was born and then we should name him...
No, he was born. He was a born. He was born and then there was a deep rumbling from someone's intestine.
Alright, how do you spell that? What?
Borborygmus. B-O-R-B-O-R-G-M-O-S.
There's a Y in there, too.
What? There's a Y? Why is there a Y?
Well, he is...
Neither is talking loud.
What do you mean?
Okay, so you don't have any contacts that would help you directly in this case.
Yeah, I have an angel and then a person and then my person.
My guild leader.
Oh, wait.
Unless
I have...
Rakdos is
oh,
here.
I have your dreams.
Oh, yes, my dreams. I forgot about my dreams. I might be the only insane one.
Wait a minute, we're all insane.
I talk to my little robot.
I saw an angel once, but I'm just
I talk
just
in
insane.
My dreams.
So you have to think of someone to talk to on the streets. There's merchants. There are a lot of taverns around. Just people on the streets.
who all do.
I shouldn't talk to anyone.
The merchants. This would be a bad idea. I'll talk to the merchants.
I will intimidate people.
Actually,
talk to the merchants?
Give me the money.
Where would Who's he be?
I'm better at charisma than all of you, I'm sure.
What's Alex's charisma?
Plus 5 minus 3 plus 2 minus 4. Plus two minus 5 plus 1.
It's a 0.
Plus 6.
It's a 0.
Minus 5 plus 2 minus 4 plus 1.
It's
no, plus 2 minus 1.
So it's a 0.
Yeah.
I have a plus 3. None of you guys are good at charisma.
But I'm good at strength.
Well, investigation is under intelligence.
Oh, sick.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
I have a plus 4 in investigation.
Or insight.
I have a plus 5 in deception.
I'll intimidate the guys.
I have a plus 1 in deception, but only deception. I can't intimidate people. I can only deceive them.
I'm really good at deceiving people. I have a plus 5 in deception.
I have a plus 1 from a minus 1.
Okay, make an investigation check.
Okay.
An investigation?
Are you guys splitting up
20.
To do it? Oh, wow. What's your intelligence?
20.
He did add his intelligence, I see.
I got an 18.
I did add 18. My intelligence.
I had a 17.
We find everything.
Okay, great. We'll speed it up then. Instead of rolling a d6, roll a d4.
Me.
I'll do it. I already rolled it.
We rolled one. We rolled a one.
How about I roll it?
I rolled a one. One is
I
good.
I rolled a one as
we
well.
We all rolled a one.
Okay, after an hour, you come across a female goblin alchemist named Nagra, who runs an apothecary shop called Nagra's Remedies. Nagra often patches up injured gang members after their scuffles. She says, yeah, I know Felice. She stops by to pick up chemicals for me on occasion. I don't know that she would want to be talking to any of you, though. She looks at you suspiciously.
BG, we gotta intimidate her.
I can't do intimidation. That's the one thing I can't do.
You can't?
Intimidation. Let me see.
Oh, I can't incite people.
I have a plus 3 on intimidation.
How do you go about talking to her? Intimidate or persuade her?
Persuade.
You can't even persuade.
You're just gonna make me do it anyway.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
Which one do you have the highest thing in?
Charisma. In all of this, it's deception. Between
persuasion
intimidation
and
persuasion, they're tied.
You can try deception, too, if you want to try and lie to her.
We are buddies. I don't talk like this, but now I am. So let's talk like this instead.
No, I'm good.
I've changed voices again, as you can tell.
Really
and
good.
Again. And again.
And again. More gruel, please.
Of course, if you lie to her, you'll have to consider how she'll treat you in the future.
Oh, fine. We'll persuade.
Is she going to be someone who's good to know or not?
We're going to persuade.
Persuade. All right. I guess.
Jackie?
I rolled 14.
Plus what?
I got already added the stuff.
She says, nah, I don't think Felice is really interested in seeing you folks. And she moves over by the cash register.
I'll give you Sparky.
Oh, we're going to try to mug her now.
I stay in the background pretending to be like their gang leader.
You're trying to persuade her.
I know.
I could be the gang leader.
I'm trying to be the good prisoner.
Sparky's the gang leader.
You're the good cop.
I'm the good cop, bad cop, and ugly cop.
Am I ugly or is he ugly?
Sparky is. Sparky's it's like a baby, the most ugly but adorable thing you've ever seen.
What?
Did you give him actual, like, spider features?
No. He's just a spider that crawls around.
So, spider drone?
Unless I can, like...
Make him an actual spider? Just
just like, now you have web fluid.
It goes pew-pew! Foot-flip! Sorry, I mean...
It can walk on walls, though. So it can do everything but spin webs.
I'm Spider-Man.
Okay, moves towards the cash register. We could aggressively move that way and see what she does.
Just like intimidation.
I could,
switch to intimidation. Now you're bad guy. Dude, that means I'm good and he's ugly.
I don't agree.
Stop
with that.
Saying, please. I don't want to have to edit this out.
Let's have the Boros person make a perception check.
What?
Oh, I can
Wait, we're going to lie to her now?
No. Perception, not deception.
15.
You notice that she is kind of tapping on the register a bit.
Morse code.
No, she's not pushing a button. She's like
nervously
looking
tapping?
At you and she raises her eyebrows a little bit.
Oh, we need to give her money. Hand over the 10.
Give her just one gold.
Zeno.
One Zeno.
We will give
Slide over one.
One Zeno.
No, stop. Just give me the bag.
No.
Give me the bag.
Fine.
That's the bag?
Yes.
Where'd he go?
Or 3D Xeno. We should give
so
her
I take
Xeno.
Out one, put it, and slide it forward.
I sit confused.
She raises her eyebrow again.
Put two more.
She takes them off and slides them off the counter, and they fall into a little drawer, and then she slams it shut.
I'm still confused.
She says, you might check her workshop. It's down the street behind the fish restaurant. In the back, you'll find an old iron door that looks a little out of place.
I love your voice.
Thank you.
Start complimenting her. Thank you. You're so nice.
If you never need anyone to deceive you.
It's us.
I'm your man.
It's not us.
Look, I would have deceived her with a 23.
So wait.
Gideon could have done it better, actually.
Do we have to know anything to get in?
Secret passwords.
She says, I thought Felice knew you were coming.
We never said that.
Oh, you didn't say that?
No.
There was no deception. It was persuasion.
I thought you said you were friends of hers or something.
No,
he failed. He failed miserably.
Oh, you decided not to.
Jokingly.
Yeah, we persuaded her.
We tried to persuade her.
In that case, she says, Felice sees who she decides to see. It's up to her.
I'll break down the door, guys.
You can try to break down the door. Sparky.
Sparky.
Okay.
So Sparky through the crap.
Well, thank
crack.
You.
So
do we need any chemicals, guys? Maybe an acid?
I could go get a crowbar.
I have a crowbar.
Oh, okay.
I just have a bag of 30 pounds. Just.
I have my warhammer.
I have a crossbow.
Okay. Do we need any chemicals, or are we going to go get some fish?
Yeah, fish.
You can get fish.
It's right next to
no,
a fish shop.
We grab the fish, we bang it on the door, it's like, oh, that's fish, okay, let's come in. When you want.
She and, your granny lunch.
Where did I get
you
hammer?
Honey? What do you mean, honey? Oh, I need some information of yours.
We walk into the fish shop.
Okay, now give me back my knife.
Well, she said the alley behind the fish shop.
Behind the fish shop.
But
we want fish. We need
so,
some dinner.
We're looking for some
we need some
fish,
dinner and lunch.
You know what I mean. But that's gonna, like, last a day before it goes bad.
Apple bread? Gosh.
I never said
dream pies.
What about Twinkies?
No apple bread stores.
What?
There is fish, though. We can grab a fish.
Wait, can't we find a monk named Theodore that's just standing there selling apple bread?
No. He's off doing something else.
In an entirely different world.
No.
I think the flowers told him something again.
I think he's been hanging around the flowers too much.
I think
they're poisonous.
Rose, get down!
I think
he's been eating the flowers.
Rose, get down. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think
there isn't even flowers around here.
Yeah. Okay, when he's sleeping, we take away all his flowers.
No! Rose, get close. Rose is a daisy.
And is daisy a rose?
No.
I thought it was a petunia.
What?
Okay, what are we doing now?
Okay. We head to the fish shop, grab some dinner, and then... Or lunch, whatever daytime it is.
You're not going to remember
or
this.
Or midnight.
Okay, just down the street, you find a seafood restaurant called Fish and Barrel.
Like shooting fish in a barrel.
Behind it, there's a narrow alleyway that leads behind the store, and you can see a large iron door that looks like it came from a bank vault.
Oh, crap,
I think
guys.
We can... What are you doing?
I tried to whistle with my finger.
My teacher can... Miss Tolbert can do it.
That's okay. All
right, whatever. Let's keep going.
But... Not Miss Jones. I don't know. If
stop. We knock on the door.
It's locked.
No,
he
does.
Knocks on the door.
What would you like to
we
do?
We hide
now?
Behind the.
We hide behind the Minotaur as he knocks
no,
on the door.
No, you hide behind Sparky.
Sparky wouldn't provide much cover. He's like this big.
He's like this big. Sparky's a giant.
He's a tiny spider.
What do you mean?
Well, he's big for a spider. Still small.
We force Yarvin to knock.
3 inches.
I knocked before you guys could persuade me to. Persuade
force,
me to.
Force, not persuasion. All right, knock on the door. We, knock
we
the
medicine door. You to knock on the door.
Clink, clink, clink.
I did the sound effects.
Bang, bang, bang. Okay.
Or with a crowbar.
Warhammer.
So you hit it with your warhammer? What do you use?
Just...
He hits it with the warhammer.
If I don't get a response, I'll knock on it with the warhammer.
Ah, there's no response.
Maybe we shouldn't have given the most destructive tools to the most destructive person.
Wait, well, no, that makes the most sense.
I'm the most destructive person.
Exactly.
What do you mean? What do you mean, mother?
Okay,
just
yeah.
Call me mother.
Brother.
Oh. Okay, so he hits it, I guess. Make a strength check.
Wait, is it
trying to knock it down?
Knocking.
Ah. Oh, you're just knocking louder.
I thought you were going to knock it down.
Ding. Ding. Ding.
So it rings out super loud, crashing almost like a gong.
You guys are welcome.
Precaution. No, now we're deaf.
I plugged my ears with... I plug Sparky ears.
Sparky doesn't... Sparky plugs my ears, and I plug
Sparky's
your ears.
Doesn't even...
No, my head is small enough.
And Rose plugs my ears.
Mine ears?
Rose and Daisy...
Rose died.
You killed Rose.
You stepped on her.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Oh, okay. What? Nothing happened?
What?
Still nothing. No answer.
I send Sparky in. Are there any cracks?
Dunna.
Oh, it's still pretty tight. Maybe make an investigation check.
Oh, I suck.
Oh, gosh.
I got investigation? Yeah. I got a 9.
Hey, I got a 6.
The door is rock solid.
Iron solid.
Yeah, you can't find any cracks. It's got a lock on it, and you can see it's bolted shut.
Does anyone have lockpick tools?
Does anyone have lockpick tools? I may or may not have lockpick tools.
Oh, throw clothes at it.
I have thieves tools.
Oh, wait. Why do you have thieves tools?
Because my friends, I confiscated them. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
I confiscated them. A set of lockpicks, yep. What'd I get in?
I thought you were Demir.
Okay, if you're proficient in them, you get to add them to a dexterity check.
Have we taken a long rest yet?
No.
I don't know
if I'm
proficient in it.
You had a long rest in the prison. No, you're only there a few hours, so just a short rest.
Yay.
You can roll your hit dice to heal if you need to.
Yeah, still.
I don't know if I have proficiency or not. Probably not. Okay. I mean, it's one of the tools. Wait. No, I am proficient in it. An 8.
Oh, not even close.
Okay.
All right.
It's not good. Why?
This is what I'm going to try.
Why now?
I'm going to use Mold Earth.
I try again.
Okay, roll a 1d6.
5.
Okay, so you can get it on your second try, but it will take you like 5 minutes.
Can I try Mold Earth to make a key the size, the shape of the padlock?
No.
Worth a shot.
Okay, 5 minutes later, click, it's unlocked.
Yay. I could try to stealth in with Sparky.
Sparky's staying out here.
Beyond this door, you see a narrow staircase that leads 20 feet down to a green copper door. So copper with a green tint.
We're just going through doors and doors, aren't we?
I melt it.
It's closed, but it has a sliding peephole in the center.
Oh my gosh, why is this not working?
We knock on the copper door.
Like, there's just something that I can't get rid of, but now I'm good.
We knock on the copper door. Alex knocks.
Yarvin knocks on the copper door.
Knock, Yarvin.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, Yarvin knocks on it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Loudly or quietly?
Oh, loud.
Bang, bang, bang. Again, there's no answer.
PJ.
Is it unlocked?
His name is Zophius.
Ah, this door is also locked.
Can I melt the door?
No, it's made out of copper. The fire would have to be way too hot.
Could he use Mold Earth?
I don't think so.
That's not how that works. I have 5 foot square, a 5 foot cubed thing.
Yeah, and you can turn it into different shapes and stuff, but that's it.
The best I could do is open where the door is, and it would stay on its hinges, but do nothing.
Okay, so this door is locked as well and has a little peephole in it.
Hello, little people.
I look through it.
It's closed on the inside. You can't see anything through it.
I investigate the door.
Okay.
I got... 1 second. 12.
12. It looks like it's a normal door.
I investigate it. Ah, I got an 8.
I'll investigate it.
Come on, Yarvin. Back. You should have the deepest voice.
9!
Wow,
I saw it better than all of you.
Yeah, we suck.
Okay, you can't find any secret ways to open it or any slits to send your spider through.
I push Jack against the wall and see if it opens.
My name is Skylar.
I push Skylar against the
wall. I investigate the wall next to it.
Okay.
That's an 18. Plus 4.
You really
22.
Know that wall.
You don't notice anything about the wall. It's a pretty solid wall.
No!
Dang it!
I investigate the lock. Ooh, a 16.
On the lock, you notice some scratches on it that look like it might be magical.
The lock?
Just the scratches. It looks like magic symbols.
I cast Firebolt.
On what?
The lock.
Can you read magic symbols?
Nope.
I have Arcana.
There you go.
Read it, Jack.
I have a +4 in Arcana, so I have to roll for this, right? 20.
You notice it's a glyph, and it reads sleeping.
Are they sleeping inside?
Probably.
Then we break down the door and wake them up.
This is usually some kind of trap, and it'll go off if you mess with it.
That's not good.
Let's have Sparky mess with it.
Wait, so sleeping means you fall asleep. Who do we not...
Really?
I don't know what sleeping meant until just now. Thanks, Yarvin.
Thank you.
There can be different glyphs of warding. Some could be force and knock you back. Sometimes it's fire, etc.
Oh, goodness. At least we didn't get fire. Yeah.
But you should be able to disable it now that you've noticed where it's at.
Or we can send Sparky to mess with it.
Or you can send Sparky to set it off.
Smart idea.
No. We could. Just saying.
Would he fall asleep? Would he die forever?
Would he shut off?
Let's find out.
Does it work on just machines?
Kidding. Jack, just, sleep just solve the thing.
Machines.
Just solve the glyph, Jack. Like a Rubik's Cube. Go.
You
so a few scratches on the glyphs with an Arcana check, and you think you can disable it, rendering it inert, so it's useless.
Wait, I rolled a 20. That's a critical.
Yeah, no, now you have to do it again. You found out what it was, but now to do it again.
23.
Okay, there's no more magic on the door, so now you guys can try and get into the door without being caught in the trap.
I break it down.
No. No. Stop.
You could have just opened it. The lock's gone, isn't it?
No, the lock's still there. That was a magic symbol on the lock.
Okay, you get one try. If you fail at knocking it down, I will lockpick.
You have a crowbar, right? Can you just, like, break it off?
No, I don't have it right now.
I was talking to
you. I do.
18.
Oh, it rattles when you hit it, and there's a really big dent in it, but it doesn't break open.
Dents?
Fine. I'll try to
take off the padlock with your
crowbar. Or I could crowbar it.
If I were to do it, it wouldn't...
If you crowbar it and you both assist, you would roll with advantage and take the higher of the two.
Okay, then do it.
Help me, boys. Oh, I got it. No.
Who has the highest strength?
Oh, not me.
Me.
Alex.
Okay, have him roll, and then he gets advantage and rolls two dice.
The highest of the two.
Disadvantage is the lowest of the two.
Oh, goodness. Really?
Guinness World Record?
He rolled double sevens. Double sevens.
Oh. What's your strength? Take two. Me and Jack and Mia will do it.
Alright.
Okay, last try.
It's not the end of the world if you fail.
14. Ah, you guys are getting a little tired.
Sparky picks the lock. Little spider.
I could try to lockpick it.
Okay, try your lockpick skill.
And I take a nap with Sparky.
17.
Oh, nice. Alright, it unblocks.
That was unneeded.
It unclicks.
Next time, we will see what is on the other side of the door.
Next time on Dad Jokes and Dragons.
Okay, thanks for sticking around. You know what? I had a blast playing with the kids. And just to be clear, I hardly ever tell any dad jokes. Most of the quote-unquote dad jokes are actually coming from the kids and not from me. So I think we'll stick with Dads and Dragons as the name going forward. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, wherever your favorite podcasts are downloadable from. Anyway, a couple of notes, two notes for this session, but they're both related. First was helping them to guess what you want them to guess. In this case, bribing the shop owner back in the middle of the episode. You kind of have to give them clues and then give them a minute to try and figure it out without just giving it away really fast. But let them work it through. Then you have a couple of tools that you can use. The ones that I fall back on the most are insight checks and perception checks. Obviously, you want to keep the story moving forward. So you don't just have them make an insight check, and if they miss it, then nothing happens. What I usually do is I will have everybody roll, and I'll take the highest. And then that is the person that sees something or understands the thing that they need to know in order to guess the clue to keep them moving forward. So if it's an important clue, if it's a side clue, you know, let it go, and it's okay for them to fail. That is the second point And Jack said that right at the end of the episode, that it's okay to fail. They were talking about trying to break down the door, and they just couldn't get it, and they couldn't get it. Obviously, I have several outs for them. There are many, many options in D&D to get stuff done. There's magic. There's several different skills they can try. I really used to like, in 4th edition, the skill tests that you would do, where you would try and get so many successes before so many failures. And that seemed to be a really fun way to make things tense and exciting. In this case, Jack, though, realized that it's okay to fail. It's okay if we mess up this one. We'll find another way to get it done, which is a really important thing for them to realize, and something really mature that I thought that he stumbled across, and I appreciated that. Obviously, that in D&D, there's always the possibility for the ultimate failure, and I worry about that. One day in combat, one of their characters might not make it through, and in that case, they have to deal with their character dying. When that happens, we'll work through that and try and make it as glorious or honorable or worthwhile a death as possible. It might be sad, but again, D&D is a great place to practice in the game things that they might end up facing in real life sometime. If this is a tool for that, then I'm all for it, and I love it. One of the things I love about this game. Anyway, thanks again. We appreciate you listening. We're having a lot of fun together. I'm glad that you could be a part of it. We're doing it for each other and for you. So check us out. Give us some feedback. Leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts from. We're available anywhere under Dads and Dragons. And obviously you can find us on Twitter. Hit us up there, @Dads and Dragons. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.